Let's talk about the word shrink. Shrink, as in draw up. You might say, I hope that cheap shirt won't something when shrink. I wash it. I washed one yesterday and it...
shrunk.
All the cheap shirts I ever washed have...
shrunk.
If a woman likes more than just going to church, if she likes to put on her good clothes, you might say that woman really likes to...
dress up.
Okay. If you use the word primp, what do you think of?
Oh, working on the face and hair.
Have you ever heard the word prink?
No.
Used in that context? What about slick up or get slicked
yeah,
up?
Yes.
Now, do you make a distinction between getting dressed up and slicked up according to who's doing it?
Well, women dress up and boys or men slick up.
What does your wife usually carry with her, for example, when you go to church, other than her gloves, something that she would keep, her...
pocketbook.
Okay.
Purse.
I'm sorry.
Purse.
What do you call a general term for what your wife might wear in addition to her clothes? And this would include necklace, bracelet, earrings. There's a general term that would cover all of that. Where she keeps it might be called a certain kind of box.
A jewelry box.
Right. What would a man use to hold his pants up if he didn't wear a belt?
Well, in the old days, they had to use suspenders.
Was there another word that they used for suspenders?
Galluses.
Was there a difference, or just...
not that I know of.
What do you put over your, unfold and put over your head when you go outside when it's raining?
Umbrella.
All right, and in your bedroom, when your wife makes up the bed, first she smooths the covers and the sheets, and then she puts something over the top of this that usually makes it look prettier. What do you call it?
Bedspread.
All right, and what do you put your head on at night when you go to sleep?
Pillow.
What do you call a large pillow? Perhaps one that goes all the way across the bed.
I don't know.
There's no special name for this. Have you ever heard of a bolster?
Mm.
Okay. If something doesn't go, you know, this is kind of a negative question. So, if you have something and it doesn't go only part of the way across, you might say it...
I don't know.
Okay. that was pretty difficult. If you wanted to indicate that what you had would reach from one side of the desk to the other, and you're talking about it going across the desk, you might say it goes something across the desk.
Covers, you mean just covers?
No, let's use the word cross, maybe. It goes something across the desk.
You mean in no particular way it goes across?
No, more like how far across does it go?
I don't know what the word would be there. I can't think of the word. Sorry.
Would you say clear across?
Well, I guess I have.
I mean, do you hear this? Are you...
No, not really. I heard the word plumb more than that, but not like plumb across, but sometimes I use that word mostly for devil meant.
Oh. would you say probably all the way across, or rather than saying clean across or clear across?
Yeah.
Or?